The Holy Gospel is according to Matthew 25th chapter. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as shepherds separate sheep from goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goat at his left. And then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me." And then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry, we gave you food, or thirsty, and we gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and we visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, who are members of my family, you did it to me." And then he would say to those at his left hand, "You that are accused, depart from me into eternal fire, prepared for you, the devil and its angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick, in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not care for you?" And then he will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, for the righteous into eternal life. The Holy Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you. Today is a very special week, for we see Jesus come to give his final discourse and what I may call his final hint to his disciples. For after this message, Jesus will be headed to Jerusalem to face trial and prosecution and beating and all kinds of hurt on our behalf. In fact, Jesus will be killed and buried, and his ministry will be hushed and crushed and put down because many did not understand him during his days. For the past couple Sundays, we have listened to Jesus teaching about what the kingdom of God is like, or what the kingdom of God could be compared to. And we've heard so many good parables, so many good stories. And we try over time to explain and to give meaning to these parables and give thoughts to them. And we've all been able to understand it better by and by somehow. But today, Jesus is not comparing anything. In fact, in other words, Jesus is not speaking in parable to us today. Jesus is speaking plainly as to what will happen. Jesus comes to remind us that there will be a judgment. At the end of time, our work, our faith, all that we've done with what is given us, we will give account. And when I thought about this, and many pastors, especially us in mainline or probably in Lutheran church, we don't want to talk about the judgment. We don't want to talk about punishment. We don't want to talk about hellfire. We don't want to talk about separation. But today, Jesus is talking about that. Jesus wants to remind us that our faith, our actions, our behavior, our attitudes matters. That everything that we do as people of God or as people of faith or as Lutheran or as pastors or as members or as people of Plum, we will account for everything. And of course, I mean, we are called of God in our baptism, giving redemption, giving salvation, giving freedom. But even in freedom, there is accountability. And Jesus wants to remind his disciples that at the end of time, at the end of age, we will all give account. And in fact, we are told here in scripture that all nations, all people, all of creation were assembled on this day of judgment. And we are told Jesus will come in his glory, sitting in the throne, and all nations were assembled before him to give account. And as we all have followed Jesus' teaching in a couple of weeks, he's been trying to make us understand what matters most. Is it our faith? Is it our tradition? Is it our custom? Is it our element? Is it all that we do in worship or for worship? Would those things matter? Would they make much meaning at the end of time? Yes, at some point, yes, they will. But after all, now that we have faith, now that we are redeemed in the blood of Christ, we are called to action. We are called to act. We are called to do ministry with the faith that is given us, with the religion that we receive. And like we talked about the other day as pastors, we will all be surprised on this day of judgment. Because sometimes we put much more emphasis on things that are much more ingrained in our culture or in our tradition as compared to what we do with what is given us. What we do with what is given us. Jesus gave us redemption, gave us salvation, gave us faith, gave us life, gave us everything. What are we doing with what he's given us? What are each of us, all of us, everyone, what are we doing with the blessing that is given to us in our baptism, with the blessing that is given to us in our salvation in the blood of Christ, all freely given to us? What are we doing with them? Today in the story, we are told the Son of Man will come in his glory. He was set upon the throne and all nations were assembled before him. And we see Jesus come to compare all people in two short categories, sheep and goats. Sheep and goats. And we are told in the judgment, Jesus is not opening book like many would think. A book will be open, our names will be called, although each of us will be called by name. But here in the story, Jesus is not talking about a video screen that will come out and talking about our sin. No, Jesus is not even mentioning sin in the scripture. He's not talking about how many of us pay tithes and offering. He's not talking about how many times we went to church, how often we were baptized or confirmed. Jesus is not even talking about that this afternoon. And of course, those things are quite very important for our faith, to build us up in faith. But Jesus is not talking about that. We are told Jesus came up telling them, I was sick and you did not visit me. I was hungry and you did not give me then. Some of them rose up quickly. The righteous said, Lord, when did we see you and did that for you? And I like what Jesus said. If you did for the least of these who are my family, you did for me. If you fed the sick, even though you did not know they were part of my family, you did it for me. If you visited the sick in a hospital, you did for me. If you fed the hungry, you did for me. If you welcomed a stranger, you did for me. And then even on the other hand, the goats, those who were referred to as goats, then come to question Jesus, when did we see you in all these instances and did not care for you? So what will matter at this judgment is what we do about faith now and here. What we do about faith, what we do with the gift of salvation that is given in the blood of Christ or by means of our baptism, what are we doing with it? That is what will matter. That is what will matter. And that is what that can change our society today and forever. The things we do for others. So what Jesus is teaching us this afternoon is for us to love God first and then love each other. To serve God first, to give our lives to God and then give our lives for one another by service. And I like our church's slogan. God works our hands. So that means God gave us life so that we can be instrument of God's life, instrument of God's grace, instrument of God's love and compassion to our world. That is all that will matter. And that is what Jesus is teaching on this day. And Jesus is not teaching anything strange theologically or psychologically or philosophically. Jesus is teaching plain and simple faith here. Go and do likewise. All is being given to us freely. Go and share it freely. That is all Jesus is saying to us this afternoon. He's giving us faith. He's giving us salvation. He's giving us redemption, sanctification. He's giving all that we need to make our world a better place, to make our community beautiful places, to make our churches a fortress of God's grace. Jesus is calling you and I into action as we wait for this day of judgment. Jesus is giving a hint as to what would make us sheep or goats. So it is left with you and me today, now, for us to work towards being sheep or continually serve God, because when we are baptized, we are made sheep unto God by Jesus' blood and by the water of our baptism. So now Jesus is telling you and I, go and live your faith. Go and be the hands and feet of God in the midst of your community. Go and be the hands and the feet of God in the midst of the chaos that is found all over in our world. All of us are called to share this great grace that is given to us in Christ Jesus. That's all Jesus is telling you and I to do this afternoon, that the judgment will not be what we think, because many of us think so differently. If you ask any Christian here today, what do you think of the judgment? There are a lot of things people will say. A book will be open and our sin will be read to us or placed on the screen of video so that everyone will see. Or probably God will be asking what we did with the resources given us. Yeah, probably. But what God or Jesus is teaching us this afternoon is to live our faith well. It's to live our Christianity more clearly and more plainly. Doing the simple thing, not the big things. You know, most time we want to do the big things. Yeah, it's good to do the big thing, but Christ is calling us to do the simplest things. Very simple, common things, things that nobody will see as much big thing. It's not theological, it's not philosophical, it's not political. Visiting the sick is simple. Attending to the needs of the hungry is simple. Welcoming a stranger. How do we welcome stranger? I mean, actual stranger, somebody we do not know, somebody we have not interacted with. How do we invite them? At our homes? Or in our congregation, I remember myself, There are times when I see, in fact, I told my children, you don't open doors for a stranger. So in fact, if somebody just appeared to my door as a stranger, I'm not going to open the door. I'm going to stay behind and ask, who is that? Why are you here? What can I do for you? And that is why we tell our children, that is why society teaches us to be secure, to be security minded. But now Jesus is telling us, welcome total strangers. And what does that mean? That means literally that. To relate to those who don't know, those who don't eye like us, speak like us, live like us, engage like us, we ought to be open to them so that God's glory can be revealed to them through us. How do we care for the sick? How many people are sick in the hospital and got no families? They are left to the will, wing and caprices of nurses or doctors. They have nobody to talk to. Then Jesus is calling us to be the hands and feet of God, to listen to those that cry, those that are abused, those that are in homes and places that are hurting. God is calling us to be an instrument of his love to those people. That is what will matter. That is what will make our faith much more meaningful. There are many who have come to the church and left hurt. There are many who will tell you, I don't go to church. I will listen to the radio because in the church, we are not accepted so easily. And in most instances, that is true. There are a lot more people who walk in a parking lot of churches who go to beg for money and they are treated wrongly. Christ is calling us to make the difference. He's calling us to bring the change that we want to see in society. And I was just thinking to myself the other day, what if in Bethlehem, the innkeeper, when Mary were about to give birth to her son, what if the innkeeper already knew that this was the Messiah to be born? I knew he would run and make room. He did not. Or what if the Sanhedrin knew that God was the one they were about to arrest in Gethsemane? They would have followed him instead. What if the Roman soldiers knew it was God that they were about to arrest or place the nail in his hands? They were going to worship him. Church, what if today you are asked, what have you done today with your faith that matched Jesus' criteria of the judgment? What did we do yesterday? What did we do today to welcome the stranger, to feed the hungry, to cater for the poor, to help those who are panhandling in our streets, to cater for those who cannot afford shelter, that sleeps on our bridges? How can our churches or individually make difference in our society? Church, this afternoon I come to challenge us to make the difference. Jesus is calling and leading us and asking us to make the difference that we want to see in our society. Care for those who are crying and needing help. Care for those who cannot afford clothing, to provide clothing for the naked in our streets. There are many who cannot afford shoes or socks or winter clothing. How can we as a church make the difference? There are many who are in homes or nursing home or assisted living who just need visitation and some calls to say, how are you doing? How is life? God is calling us to do just that. That is what will make the difference, church. That is what Jesus is calling us to do. And I get boarding or emboldened by the many big things we think about the judgment. Jesus is saying to us, do the simplest thing, the most simple thing. Those are the things that will change lives. As I take leave of you this afternoon, church, all of you, each of you are sheep. We all are sheep because of the blood of Christ. We all are redeemed. We all have salvation. But what God is calling us to do is to live like sheep, or to live as the sheep you are. Go and feed the hungry. Give to the needy. Visit the sick. Love God. and love one another. Amen.